Negativach. Last week we learned Sivches, we finished Sivches, but there's more here. I just want to go over that last Ramah. In Sivches, Kuf Ayin Aleph Sivches. Ramah says, if Loichoku, if they didn't yet divide the Shutfis, Reuben and Shimon, and they weren't a Cholik yet, Vishtamish by Echim and Ashutfin, and Reuben already was using the item, Kamashonim, for many years. The second guy can't tell the first guy. Reuben was using it for many years. They should have divided it, but they didn't divide it, whatever it was, and he was using it for many years. Now Shimon wakes up after 5 years and says, okay, since you got the first 5 years yourself, I'm gonna want 5 years myself as well, and then we'll be even, and then from thereafter, we'll be chaylik, we'll do whatever the chalukas is, chalukas azmanim, gerogit, whatever the chaluk is, we'll do after. But you got 5 years, I'm entitled to get 5 years as well. And Ramah says, not like that from the Truvas HaRashba, that since the first guy did it, and the second guy didn't complain, there was no, and kol vein aina, so that's it, what was done was done. The first guy could say, I was using my own item, I didn't use your item, I'm a shutif here just like you're a shutif. So the fact that I used it for 5 years, I was using my own item. He was using his own item. And now you want to come along, fine, but say it from Mikan Velech, from now on, we'll do a chalukah, chalukah zazman, and whatever we'll do to make it work. That is the Tshuvas HaRashba, but that's to Ramah. There's a major...
Would that be in a business also, one shutif was taking out more money than the other?
We're going to get to it. Blina then, we'll get to it at the end. There's a major machloikis over here. How to teach this Ramah. Is the Ramah talking about only a case like Merchitz or Sefer Torah or Matzah, all these cases, the examples that the Machaber gave a few lines earlier, where it's shaykh for both of them to use the item together? Means, what happens if Shimon would have woken up initially? And he would say, okay, I'm here too. What would they have done? So, is it talking about only in these type of items that Beseda, so they both would have been mishtamish together with? So then, Shimon, just because you didn't come and weren't mishtamish with you, look, the merchitz was open every day. I took my shower 23 and a half hours of the day. You could have taken your shower. Because you didn't come, don't have tainas on me. I was using my shower because bishli you mishtamish. You want to use Beseda, but you can't have tainas now. You want to hold merchitz for yourself. I didn't stop you all along. But... Zakta Beis David, but if it would be the case where you cannot use the item together, let's say it's a chanus or a bayis, we can't use it together, and the halacha would have been chalukas azmanim, I take the odd years and you take the even years, that's what would have been the halacha if you would have come, but we couldn't use it together. It's not an item that we could both use together. So Zakta Beis David, b'chai gavna, the first guy can't say b'shalihu mishtamish. What do you mean b'shalihu mishtamish? You obviously were using in my chelik as well. You weren't just using your chelik, because if I would be here and say I want to be mishtamish as well, we would have to do chalukas azmana. We can't both use the item together. So clearly you were using my item as well. So beseda, you got 1 year or you got 5 years, now it's my turn to get to 5 years. If this item, the halacha would have been on this item, chalukas azmanim, then I have the right for that as well. Bishlam, if the item is usable for both of us, beseda. So the fact that I was mavat and didn't use it, it's my hefsed. But if it's something that we couldn't have both used, so you benefited from the fact that I didn't come all along. You benefited, really. You were using my item the whole time. And b'chai gavim, no, I have a right to say, okay, now it's my turn to take as many years as you took. Sorry? And it should be Zen and Avzeloi Chosa. So the Paiskim discuss that, and in the Khanami, it might taka be that. If it will taka something which is not Oymid Lahaskir, then in a Khanami. But if it be something which is Oymid Lahaskir, then in a Khanami. It means you're coming from a whole different angle, which is correct. But let's just say it's something that they could have rented out and they could have made money. So Mamelo, that's the problem. Okay, that is. Oh, that's the problem. Right. The Mashmois of the Ramah is clearly not like this, because it's going on, like you just said, the last halach of the Makab was the Davisha Ein Yuchil Nishtamish Beikeachet Cholkin, and on that the Ramah says, Loi Cholku, and he used it, he could keep it. If the base David would be right, L'chayr the Ramah's proper place should have been two lines earlier on all those cases when it talks about Kol Dov Sheroy Lish Damish Boy. Then he should have said, and if it's Loichoko, that would have been Nalaka. So Rama Lachayis Mashman Latin like that. This is a base David. The base David is in two places. It's in Yerdeya Pei Vav and Chayshin Mishpat Nunhei. And it's also a Chuvis Edus V'Hayseif, which is in Chelik Beis Simin Nuntes. On this, it's a long tshuva, but it's that Pehei Amin Aleph of the Sefer. That's the Beis David Shita, that this whole Ramah is only Shaykh on something which is Yecholim L'shtamish Keachot. And it's a Tshuva Zerei Yaakov as well in Simin Yud Zayin. It's a Divrei Goinim as well in Simin Kuf Ois Hei. This is Mamish. You have a whole slew of Gedalei Achronim who learned like this. In fact, the Zerei Yaakov brings a Raya from a Tshuvas Rashbash. Like that as well, the Tshuvas Rashbash seemingly doesn't go with the Rashba, because the Tshuvas Rashbash's case was where Reuven and Shimon, there were two houses, a large house and a small house, and Reuven took the large house for a couple of years, and Shimon took the smaller house for a couple of years, and now Shimon wakes up and says, okay, now it's my turn to swap. I want a big house for the next few years, just like you had it for 5 years, now it's my turn. I also want the large house for 5 years, and you take the small house. And over there, the Rashbash handles the Shaila. He does not mention this Rashba's Svara. And the Rashbash ends up with, goes, other areas, you know, he downs your type of a Shaila that maybe it should be like Zenon of Zeloi Kasa, it was not Oymidlis case, whatever, different type of things. But basically, the Rashbash ends up saying that the second guy will have the right to use the house, the larger house, for 5 years, just like the first guy did. It means, L'chaya Mufush, not like this Ramah, not like the Chuvah's Rashba.
So,
the Tshuvas Rashba is the machlokes had to touch up the Rashba. Mamish had, you look at the Beis David tries to touch it in the Zerei Yaakov, and then we're going to see a whole slew of Achronim who say if I care. But they all, yeah, they touch up the Rashba. So machlokes had to touch it up. So the Rashba is Pashut, you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what's, if you learn that the Rashba only in such a case, so what's the Chiddush Rashba? Okay. Maybe there's no major Chiddush Rashba. Lamaisa, you still gain, because even though it's something that we could both use together, but Lamaisa was more Barafchis when I wasn't there, right? So now let me have that chance too. Let me also get 5 years with you not being there a little more Barafchis. So Lamaisa, the guy still gained, so this is still a Chiddush.
There's 24 hours a day.
Yes, I sometimes if we're sharing the mecha, sometimes the shower is taken by you. So this, I never had a problem. There was never a shower taken. I had mamish was beravchas. I was able to use it alone. I did gain something, and I will pick and dash take. Okay, so the mice is, and so to answer up how the Rashbash tins with the Rashba, Zokta Zaryakov is al kochak raya to the base David's chilek that the Rashba is talking about this case where we both could have used it. Mashenkin, the Rashbash is talking about a case where it's a house, where we both can't live in the same house. Oh, we both can't live in the same house, so then the Rashba's Svar doesn't apply, the Ramaz doesn't apply. And Mamela, yes, the second guy has a right to say, okay, now it's my turn. That's the Zera Yaakov. All right.
So basically, some of my
folks in the Rashba. Right, they're going to get that. Now, Mamela, the Zera Yaakov is, and the Ramaz was Sasam V'loi Pirsh. He should have said that this whole halacha is only going on such a case. More than just Sazan Lavir, she put it in the wrong place. The Ramah should have been a couple of lines earlier. But okay, but that's now on his right from the Rashbash, I'm not so convinced for two reasons. First of all, the Rashbash's case was a different case than the Ramah. The Ramah's case is that you used it alone, and now it's my turn, I want to use it alone. No, there's no such thing. The Rashbash's case is that there were two houses. You had the large one, I had the small one. And now we swapped. I'm not sure the Rashba would say his halacha in that case. I mean, Bishlam in this case, I was Mavata, I let you use the house by yourself. And Bishalayu Mishdam would say this, so you used it yourself, not a problem. Even if, let's say, we'll argue based off, even if we're talking about a case where you couldn't use two together. But I was Mavata, I let you have it, and you used it along, I ang paitsa pe, and it was never my, because it's Besedis, so it's yours. In the case of the Rashbash, it's clear that there was an implicit understanding that we're doing a trade-off. There's a swap. You're taking the large house, I'm taking the small house. So there you don't see that I was Meichel, I was Mevata. Forget, I'm waiting for my turn, and then I'll have the large house, you'll have the small house. Means, let me say it.
You know it doesn't take 5 years to swap.
however the amount of years is. I don't want to move every day. So I gave you a nice ample time. Now it's my turn. Let me say it in a lumdisha way. When you swap houses, and Reuven took the larger house and Shimon took the smaller house, do we say like this? Are we going to view each house separately? I see the larger house, and only Reuven took the larger house. Must be Shimon was Mevata. And I see the smaller house, only Shimon took the smaller house. Must be Reuven was Mevata. And Kilu, it's two Bezundra Shutuses are going on, and we reckon each one Bezundra. Oh, clappy this one, must be Shimon was Mevata. And clappy this one, must be Reuven was Mevata. That's how we look at it. Or do we look at it, really, there was a Chalukah. The chalukah was is that you take the larger house, and I'll take the smaller. It's not mamish a perfect chalukah. It's not fair. You have the larger one, I have the smaller one. But it's not stam that you were there and zist. No, you. The reason why you were in the larger house was because you allowed me to be in the smaller house, and the lapik as well. The reason why I was in the smaller house was because you allowed me, because I allowed you, sorry, to be in the larger house. So you weren't bishalayhu mishdamish. You being mishdamish in my chelik too. I gave you that chelik because you were kind enough to give me your chelik in the smaller house. So you can't tie in a now, oh, hey, bishalayhu mishdamish, and you weren't there all along. What do you mean? It's not true. We understood that we did a swap. So if we did a swap, you weren't bishalayhu mishdamish, I wasn't bishalayhu mishdamish. We were both being mishdamish in each other's, and we swapped each other's chelik in the other house today to be able to have the house we're using. No, I'm talking about the Ramah's case, talking about there was only one house. That's why the Rashba is very good. But in the case of the Rashbash, there were two houses. So two houses over there, I can hear that even the Rashba would be Mi'ayda. Baruch Hashem, I found the Noichach HaShulchan, the Sfardisha, who says it as well, that L'chayah, by two houses, even the Rashba would be Mi'ayda. It means the Ramah would be Mi'ayda, and the male is no Raif in the Rashbash. God, there happens to be, there is another Rashbash. They brought a Raif in the Rashbash in Kuf Lametes. There's another Rashbash in Samach Zayin, which is also Mufush, not like the Rashba, and that Rashbash is talking about only one house. So my teretz wouldn't work to answer the Rashbash, but at least lahalacha, if you're talking by two houses, the Ramah would be moida. I got to think that the Rashbash went l'shita his father. His father was the Tashbatz, and the Tashbatz also doesn't bring the Rashba, and seemingly goes not like the Rashba. The Tashbatz is in Simin, it's Chele Gimel, Simin Reish Ches. So yes, it's a Makloikis, but Lamaita, we go with the Ramah. So you can't bring a Raya from the Rashbash that the Ramah will be Moida B'chai Gavna when it's Yevshel L'shtamish B'yachad. No, the Rashbash and the Tashbats argue with the Rashbah altogether, but L'didana, we go with the Ramah, and the Chalam, the Ramah is across the board. And there's a Chuvah's Devan Moshe in Cheshimich with Simin Mem, in the Maimah Mordechai, and he has a part of his sefer called Inyanim Nefrodim, Ois Ayin Beis. They take the Beis David and they argue with the Beis David. They say the Rash was mavur, not like the Beis David, that Avada his halachas, even when it's an item that you can't use together. And like I said, it's a mashmoisa the Ramal like that, it's a mashmoisa lulavush like that. Not only that, the Achreinim who say, remember last week we touched on the very Bekitza, but the Lavush says, he fears Ois his halacha, he says, this is only talking about where the second guy kept quiet. He was Shaisik. But he says in the Lavosh, the second guy should have or could have made a macha. And then Alaka wouldn't have been like this. And in Ekonami, then the second guy would have a right to have his turn as well. Now, what type of macha would the second guy make? Bishop would have talked about something that you can't use biyachad. So yes, the macha is, one second, don't take it all for yourself. We have to do chalukas as manim. So we got to do something. So yes, so then Alaka would have changed. But if you're learning like the Beis David, that this whole Alaka is talking about where it's something that's efshel l'shtamish b'yachad. So what's the macha? What's the second guy going to say? Complain that the first guy is there? I have a right to be there. You can't throw me out. You want to come also? Because since I come also, but there's no makom for you to make a macha. And the Beis David b'mex is problem. He brings the Lavosh and he says it. Lavosh is mashma, not like that. He tries to get out of it. It's not the mashmois of Lavosh. Mashmois is taka, not like that. And there's many achrenim and mavu like that. There's a Chuvis Edis b'yako, even Simukov Dalid, Shnei Hamoris HaGadelim, the Adres Eliyo, in the end of Simon Yudches. It's Mashmoisa Divrei Rivos as well, and Pei Aleph. The many, many, the Mavur, not like that, that yes, this halach is even when it's E.F. Shalash Tamish B'yachad. And now I'm going to bring a Mogen Avram, which is also Mavur like that. Geshmaka story. The Mogen Avram, in his days, only one person is allowed to say Kaddish. If there's Leno, there are many Avelim it's hundreds of years ago like that. So then only one person said Kaddish. We'll switch off. Chalukah Zazman, and you'll take Sunday, you'll take Monday, this guy will take Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is. But there's only one guy in Tayat Zakash. Like our Zmanenu, the only one guy davening for the Amid. You know, if three guys davening for the Amid, there's only one, because, right? That's how it is. You have to take turns. That's how it was. Zokto, Magen Avraham, what would be like this? You had, the way they did it was, they used to do a Goyrel, Chalukah Zazman, who gets Kaddish for Sunday, who gets Kaddish for Monday. Via Yoim, an Ovel walks in, he was the only Ovel, so he took the Kaddish. That was Sunday. Monday comes along, an Ovel, and walks in, and said, tells the first Ovel, you know, you got yesterday, now it's my turn. So the first guy said, one second, you weren't here yesterday, so that's why I got yesterday. Today we're both here, so let's do a girl today, who should get Kaddish today? But yesterday's Kaddish is mine. Yesterday, you weren't here. Why am I being koyle? Why are we reckoning yesterday? Yesterday was yesterday. That was the Shayla, Mahadin. There are those who want to bring a raya from Kuf Ayin Aleph Siv Ches, this Ramah, that the first guy is right. He took Kaddish. Second guy wasn't here to complain. Okay. And now when they both come here afterwards, now we start the girl from fresh. You don't make a reckon, oh, you were Mishtamish yesterday, so I want to be Mishtamish against the time you were Mishtamish. No such thing. What you got, you got. And now we start the Cheshbon new. They bring the raya to that the first guy is right, and on Monday they have to make a girl who's going to get Monday's Kaddish. The Ravosh said is that the Mashmoyt Ravosh is if you were Meicha, Avada the Halacha would be different, and the second guy would be entitled. Over here, the guy Taka wasn't Meicha, he wasn't there, he wasn't around. So Mameila, Sunday is Ruvain's, and Monday they'll have to make a girl. That's Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, it's not a raya. But before we go to the Magen Avraham, why it's not a raya, you see clearly in the Magen Avraham that he learned, or they learned, the Achronim is bringing, learned this Ramah, it's talking about with something that you cannot be Mishtamish B'yachad. Because by Kaddish, you can't share a Kaddish. Right? At those times, only one guy said Kaddish. You take the first half of Kaddish, and this guy will take the second half of Kaddish. You don't do that, right? So it's clear something that you can't be Mishtamish B'yachad, and nevertheless, he says this Ramah is applicable. So you see clearly that they learned the Ramah not like the Beis Dovid. And many Achranim like that. Zakim Magen Avraham, it's not a Raya. I mean, to be said, it would be a Raya, but he says a beautiful Chilek. He says that this whole Ramah is talking about where the item that we are shutfis in, this house, this merchitz, whatever we're shutfis in, is intact. And what happened Sunday, what happened the first 5 years, is irrelevant to the next 5 years. Because Reuven says, look, the house that we are shutfis in is here. Take this house, and now let's divide this house. B'shali ani mishtamish, I was using my own for the first 5 years. Majengin Zakta Magen Avraham, what would be if a shutfis will have shutfis in, wafers, in metaltalin. They own 10 wafers together. And Reuven eats 5 wafers, and Shimon doesn't complain. Shimon's not even there to know. And then Shimon comes along and says, okay, you ate 5, now it's my turn to eat 5. Reuven says, no, I have the Ramah. Ramah says, you didn't complain, so I got my 5, and now the next 5, let's share. Zakta Magen Avraham, that's ridiculous. There's no such thing. That's the case of the money. Reuven took money out of the business, and now Shimon says, okay, now it's my turn. He said, no, well, I took money, it's gone already, it's history. And now let's share the future money. Zakta Magen Avraham, that's ridiculous. You took a chelik of the shutfis, which was clearly mine. I own 50% of whatever you took. You used it up. You took it. So now you can't say, b'shalayhu mishtamish, you clearly took my item. So memeila, I have a right to take as much as you took. Zakta Magen Avraham, so too by Kaddish, it's the same thing. The Kaddish is something that was eaten up. You're not telling me, okay, I could still have that Kaddish from Sunday around. That Kaddish was used up. So when you use something up, you don't have the Ramah's halacha. Even though it's not Mamash Metalton, it's not a Dava Ben, I'm not going to run by Mexis. But means a house. The house is what we are shutvis in. The mishtamish is the house. Beseder, we're all entitled to mishtamish with it. If you don't want to be mishtamish with it, so I took it for myself, but b'shali ani mishtamish. But when you're asking me, I used up the shutvis, the house is still kayim. The exact house that we're shutvis in is still here. So memeli, you can't have a tain on me. B'shali ani mishtamish. I was just using the house. You weren't, so I used it. I have a right to use that just like you have a right to use the house. We're both shutvis in it. Mashenke by Kaddish, I used up that Kaddish. That Kaddish is no longer is in existence. I used it up. I ate it, so to speak. I used it. I said that Kaddish. So if I... So he wasn't here, Beseder, so he wasn't... But Shimon Tain is, I didn't come Sunday because I didn't want to start up with you. I let you have the Kaddish, thinking that I'll get Monday. What's the problem? So I took Monday.
He could have taken it.
In theory, he could have. He decided...
He's not here, but as well, he's
He decided to go out of time because he decided to give you the joy. So, all you see from Shimon not saying anything is that he was mevata to let you get the first shot. Okay, so you got the first shot. That's all his vita indicates. Nothing more than that, because the kaddish was used up, so now it's the next guy. Shimon has a right to have a kaddish. Bishlam, if it's a house, the house is intact, so now it's only ishtamshes.
Yeah, but kaddish is self used up. If nobody would have come and said kaddish, you can't say two of them on Monday.
Correct.
Right. Not that you used it up. Had I not used it, it wouldn't have been here anyway today. I didn't take.
But I was relying on the fact that you would be there. I know that you always come.
Then you could say the same thing with the house. I let you stay.
No, because by the house, the guy has a tana b'shalina mishamish. What I was using was my chelik of the house, and your chelik of the house is still kaim. Look, right, there's the house. I didn't touch your chelik. Kaddish really belongs to all the avelim, so both of them owned half of the Sunday's kaddish, so to speak, owned it. And Memelo, you took it, so now it's my turn to take money. Whatever, the next thing is, huh?
The guy have to make the goral for Tuesday.
No, forget the Magaram therefore says that Shimon is entitled to Monday's Kaddish, and Tuesday, Taka from then on, will make a girl. But for Monday, Shimon will be tired.
A guy who's a chiyuv to say Kaddish is not a chiyuv to say Kaddish in everybody's Kaddish that he's not showing up. If you didn't show up, then you're not a chiyuv to say Kaddish.
He was a member of the shul. He was a member of the shul. He was a shtat. This is the shtat. I don't know. This is the shtat shul.
If he's not there, it's not the gay.
Okay, right. The Maisa, what I'm bringing out from the you want to argue about Kaddish, fine, but I'm bringing out from the Magen Avraham is A, he learned the Ramban, not like the Beis David, and B, if you want to know what to do when the guy takes money, Avada the Shutif is entitled to take money against the first guy's money. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down over here as well. He has a case, he doesn't bring the Magen Avraham, he has a case where there was an animal producing milk and eggs, chickens were producing eggs, and the cow was producing milk, and one shutev ate the milk and had the eggs for a year. Now comes along the second shutev and says, now it's my turn. So the first guy says, what do you mean? The Ramaz says, v'shili ani mishtamish, and the second year, let's split. Let's do a goya, we'll figure it out, let's split the milk, whatever it is. Saktar Kashoka, no, that, he doesn't really explain why, but he says, no, in that case, you took the eggs and the milk, Avada the second guy is entitled to have eggs and milk as well. Lukaira, you could say he means Magen Avraham, or maybe he means because of milk and eggs is made to be sold, so then you mamish took my item. You took my value, because you're right, eggs and milk get spoiled, but you should have sold it before it gets spoiled, and I would have divided up the profit. So you ended up eating mamish, like it's the Magen Avraham b'Maloi. You mamish ate my chayfet, or half my chayfet. Half of the eggs were mine. All right, but that... Bottom line is, Rabbi Yisrael,
what is the case the guy didn't come show up and I rented out the property?
Oh, so that, I don't want to get into here really, but once you marry it, I'll go into a bekitza, is that if one shutev rents out the property to the hamayinam, to a third party, the halacha is, in the Ramon, Shin Samakimol, is that if he rented out only his chelik of the house, then the schar belongs to Reuven, the one who rent, because he was only renting out his chelek. But if he rented out the house, he rented out the shutfus's chelek, Reuven and Shimon's chelek, means the tenant, the seicha, would never have rented just Reuven's chelek, knowing that Shimon's going to be living in the house together with him. Then he was renting out the shutfus's house, then the shutfus owns the schar, and they have to divide the schar between the two shutfim. Right, because there, you can't say b'shalom mishtamish. You clearly were renting out everyone's chelik. You were renting out the whole house.
Because you wouldn't have come. I would have used it, so I have the shtamish of the whole
thing. No, that you can't do. But Lamaisa is using my chelik, and the shutif is supposed to do for the best of the shutfis as much as he can. So you rent it out. That was good. I give you a shtek for renting out it. Smart move. And now the tzchiris belongs to me too. We're shutfis in it. Then not only that, there's a shamish put over here. It talks about if, let's say, it would be a nachsanya, an inn, a hotel, and where it's aimed to be rented, that's what it is. It's something that's rented to the market. And Reuven decided to live in the hotel himself. So like the Shamish, but over here, you don't have the Ramah. You can't say Bishol Mishan. What do you mean? You took something that's supposed to be aimed l'schiris, and you walked in there yourself. So basically, what you did is you rented it to yourself. Now, I have no problem, because in tight, rent it to yourself, but then the rent belongs half to me too, and my mailer pay me for half the rent. If you wouldn't have been there, someone else would have rented that room. So you decided to rent. Very nice, gewaltig. But now that rent should be shared by me, because it's really my item that you were renting as well. That then this Ramah wouldn't be applicable. All right, let's move.
Nobody shows up. There's no rent, right?
Right, in economy.
So
Yeah, but the only thing is, it's not like Zenan v'Zelechosa, because, like the Gemara says, because the reason why the next guy, at least in the times of Gemara, the reason why the next guy didn't apply to rent, because he saw that the lights were on, someone's already in there. So he decided to go to the next inn. So had you not been in there, he would have rented that place. So he might have. So then it's Zenan v'Zelechosa. Zenan v'Zelechosa, and then you owe schiris. Oh, it says vacancy, and there's two vacants, and here. Okay, so then you have to know. Okay. If there were extra rooms that were never rented, okay, and I can never start talking about that. All right, let's move on, Rabbi Isai. Sif Tes. The Magen Avraham is in Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Cotton Beis, in Orachayim. Fishmak of Magen Avraham. All right, let's move on, Rabbi Isai. Sif Tes. Echor Aseichem Mechaver Mikza Sado Eichotzer. Reuven rents part of a field or a chotzer. She'ein ba din chaluka, which has no din chaluka. It's not large enough to be divided into two. But he rent part of it. So now you have Reuven and the masker who are both living in this thing. So it's like a shutfis. A shutfis, that is, the masker plus the seichas together in the same place. Oy shnayim she'sachru mokum echad b'shutfis. Otaka, it was a mamish shutfis. Reuven and Shimon decided to rent a dira together. Two bachrim and Eretz Israel, they're renting a dira together. So now you got two renting, so they are shutfim in schiris. Kol echad mehem, and it's not kadei chaluka, but I'm going to divide, right, let's say. Kol echad mehem yocho loka v'schaveroi. Either one, Reuven or Shimon, could tell each other. V'loi meloi, oy schar mimeni chauki. You know, I had enough living together with you. I don't like this. You party all night. I had enough. Oy schar mimeni chelki. Either you take over my chelik of the rent and you buy me out, so to speak. You assume my position of renting here. Oy haskel chelkecha, or give me your chelik of the schiris, so I'll take over your position and I'll have the deer for myself. Exactly, bidayuk. This is good ayogud. It's a form of a good ayogud. It's a good ayogud through schiris on a schiris. I'll take over your position of the shutfis, which is schiris, and you'll take over my position of the shutfis, which is schiris. Then yesh badin chaluka. But if it has enough to be a chaluka, then we actually could do chokin, which is the other form of chaluka. Just like if we will own an item. And it's a Ein Badin Chaluka, we have good organ. And it's a Yesh Badin Chaluka, we do Chaluka. So if it's a Schiris, we have the same two options. If it's Ein Badin Chaluka, we'll do good organ. Or if it's Yesh Badin Chaluka, we'll do Chokin. And Pashas, you could have another option as well. You'll have the Chaluka Zazmanim. Whatever the options are that are available for regular Kinyan, you'll have for Schiris as well.
In the yoga, the mitzvah has the upper hand to the side of
the Yeah, same thing.
And
No, mixes, the way you did it with your hand, vice versa, you hold like these mixes with like the north side. Then it's chalakim nikarim that we said at the beginning of the sermon that you can't do it. But what happens, the mixes was, I taken a border. You could come into my house, and we both use the kitchen and the living room and the dining room. So we both have areas, common area that are joint between us. So then, yes, and by default, that's like a shutfis and a skiris. And what's funny is, just think of that for a moment. I was nice enough, it's my house. I'm nice enough to let you rent part of my house, and all of a sudden you wake up and you tell me good or good, and you're throwing me, the owner, the landlord, out of his house. I mean, unless the landlord exercises to throw the tenant out, but let's say he can't, he doesn't want to. So basically, you get in there, and then once you're in there, you got the foot in the door, and then you throw the landlord out. Good or good, and that's fine. Dosh teitin the makabi, you're allowed to do this. This is gishmak. God did this. Okay, yeah, and a Hanami, but okay, could be there's a bigger Kiddush on that other case, which we might discuss soon about. Okay, but Dosh Teitin Makaba, I have to throw out a point, the Erech Shai, I believe it is in Sif Vav, has a Ha'ara, a Geshmak Ha'ara, I don't know what to do with this Ha'ara, because it's a Rashdam Fakert, but he has a Ha'ara, just played itself out. Let's take two of us, two Bachrim are renting a Dira. They rented a deer from a landlord for the whole zman. For 5 months, they have this deer, right? And month number one, Reuven tells Shimon, you know what, either good or ugun. Shimon should tell Reuven, you know, very nice. I agree, we taka are not compatible. We can't live in the same deer together. But what's going to happen? You're going to bounce me out and take the whole deer for yourself, which is fine. That part, I don't have a problem with. But then when you default on rent, the landlord's going to go after me because I was signed on the lease as well. So I'm now on the line for the schiris that you just rented, or vice versa. It's a funny good argument. You know, big shomer good argument if we, you know, okay, we break and it's a complete full break, that's fine. But over here, this is not a full break. You're going to do a good argument. And, you know, Bishop, I know that you don't mind being on the lease if I win the good argument because I have a good credit. But I don't want to be on the lease if you win the good argument. So why could you force me to do such a good argument? What?
Mechaber never said it.
It's mashma like that. He says good argument.
It's mashma. In a regular case, we don't have a lease. I'm saying you have a case.
I know. Shnaim Shesachru is automatically Arevim Zelazet. We're both on the line.
He forces him to release him. He says he
doesn't do that. So the Majdam Taka says you force him to release him. Taka. He has a case. I think his case was, Masham has a case by Shutfim in a house that they're both on the mortgage. So, and the property is hypothecated to that mortgage. You have these type of cases that you're getting a nice clean break, but I'm on the line for the loan. That's not fair to me. The Mashdam Taka says you can't do good argue then. And the Eir Shai argues, and he says, you see from here, it's Minastam, the Mechaber just brings down this halacha, Minastam, but he says, even in such a case, that's the normal case, Shnaim Shesokra Reven Zelaz, and Ava Pika, and you have this halacha. Yeah, okay, I'm just...
I don't understand the question. The mitzvah, if the mitzvah is going to
That's a shaila. Could you force him to release? I mean, if the masker, if the landlord is willing to release somebody on a chrayis, that's fine. But why should the landlord do that? Right? Have two people are crying. So if you're not releasing,
I'm to buy dinner. Yeah. It's going to be the one who decides. Or
I know, but I don't like this. Good argument has to be fair. It's not a fair thing. I have a good credit. You have lousy credit. If you're going to win, I'm on the line for you to default on this dira. I don't want that.
No, so it pays for you.
But that means you're forcing me. It's not fair. It's not even playing ground. No, you're forcing me to have to buy it because otherwise I'm going to lose out much more if I sell it. That's fine. Very nice. That's not fair. If we're all equal, that's fine. But this is not all equal. That's not.
If somebody has money and somebody doesn't have money, it's the same thing. You still say you can do
good. That's good. That's fine. That's because that's a right of good. But here you're not making the chaluk on the item the same way. You're giving me an item that has that if I sell out. You're giving me an option that has terrible credit because you have terrible, and I'm going to be on the line. And whereas if I buy it, I have good credit. You're going to sleep well at night. So you're not doing a good argument. If I do good argument, I take the whole property, but you only for $10, and you take the whole property for $20. That's good argument. It's not. You're not giving equal choices, a fair choice. That's a bit tit for that. This is not a mirror image. Your credit is terrible. My credit's good. Why should this work? Release, by the way, indemnifying is not enough. You have to get the landlord to release.
Well, I know,
I know so, but that's not... Well, why? It doesn't say anywhere like that. Fine, okay, good. Okay, now...
Could it be survived and they have to put down the money?
Oh, so grad I saw one case was, one Akron who had the case, a tshuva, Taka had the case where they paid up the lease up front. So then, and that's a gishmak, so no one's on the line. Okay. If you do that, then it won't be a problem. I'm asking.
Could you do it?
That's the shayla. That will be the machlokes mashdam with Eric Shai. All right. I just want to point out, I think it's Minasvara, that this whole halacha that you could do a good or agud by schiris is only when we start off with shutfim in schiris. But we're emissa shutfim in a real, we both own this property together, and I tell you, you know what, I'll rent your chelik out or you rent my chelik out, then you can't do good agud. There's no such good agud. And the reason being is, good agud, if you recall, we said from the Ramah and the Teres Chaim, good agud has to be a clean break once and for all that we are no longer shutfim with each other. So Bishlamo, when all we had to begin with was chiris, so if you assume my lease, or I assume your position in the lease, then we have a clean break, we'll no longer be together. But if we own a property together, and I say, I'll rent you out, your chelik out for 5 years, you rent my chelik out for 5 years, but after 5 years, we're going to invite the shutfim together. So this good argument is not a clean break. It's not going to solve the problem called our shutfis for la'olam. So b'chai gavra, they never enacted a good argument. A good argument has to be a total break between us. Memele, the whole machab is only when it's chiris, one second, and only if the guy's calling a good agav for the entire zman, the term of the lease that we have. But, Lamasha, if we leased this for the whole zman for 5 months, and I do a good agav, okay, for just next month's rent, I want next month's dinner myself, or you have next month's dinner yourself, you can't do a good agud, because then we're going to remain shutfen for the remaining 3 months of this month. You can't do that. It has to be a clean break, and that's why the Machab doesn't mention any time. He means your chelik, right? Skar mi meni chelki, your entire chelik that you have in this lease, or haskeli chelkecha, your entire chelik that they have in this lease. It has to be a clean, full break between the parties. If the chalukah is zmanim, that's something else. The chalukah is zmanim.
I rent you out.
Yeah.
5 years.
But loylem ved.
Yeah. In the next 5 years, you.
And then back and forth loylem ved. Okay, if it could be loylem ved, if there's such a thing, maybe that. I'm not so sure if there's such a thing because people don't live forever, but the kinyan that you have in it lasts forever. Anyway, I will transfer over to the yorshim and yorshim and yorshim and yorshim yorshim. Ad be is called tzedek. Okay, maybe. No, chalukah zmanim is not good organ. Chalukah zmanim taka chalukah zmanim. Chalukah zmanim doesn't have to, maybe it doesn't have to be forever. Maybe it has to be for a time, till we sell it, till we figure out something else to do with it, till we do good organ. I don't know if it has to be forever.
What's the Russian story you said that the, you want the person to have the scale left there? So this the third party thing wouldn't work by regular?
The Russian said you can't call a good organ to rent out to a third party,
yes,
to sell out. Here, I'm doing it for myself. I'm renting
it
to myself.
Rent out to a third party in this case?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe the same type of a svar. Maybe like
no,
the Rosh.
That's not the same svar because there I want to keep the guy that was there to begin with. I own the land, so that.
Oh, you mean if you. But not close, so maybe you don't have the Rosh svar. Maybe he'll be my dear. Maybe. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, this. You know, let me do a Ramah and I'll go back to this Mechab. This Mechab is a major chidr, but let's just do a Ramah. V'yesh chokin v'sfir lehu to loy shaykh chaluka b'dava hasacha lezman. That we don't allow chaluka on a dava hasacha lezman. Something which we own, we could do a chaluka. Something which is only a schiris, we don't allow a chaluka. I'm going to blin it, we're going to explain why not. What the sheet is. The Teshayla had to learn this Ramah. But Rabbi said, this Mechab, even though it seems like a very innocent, simple mechaba, this mechaba is so yisoidistic, it really touches up the entire simen, and it's so nogea, lemaisa, maybe the most nogea from the entire simen. What do I mean to say? Is that this halacha, the mechaba, is a Rambam, and on this Rambam jumps the Ravid and says, I don't understand how this guy is doing a good or agad. The Rambam, you say you could do a good or agad, schar mimini chelke, haska li chelkecha, look, derive it, you can't do good agud here. He said, good agud is when we have a shutvis by default, so then, and we have a problem now, how to deal with the shutvis, so then one guy could invoke a good agud. But if the two of us go into a shutvis, bekavana, we're going to be in it together, we decided to rent, two brachim decided to rent this dira together, they decided, bekumvasei, they're going to be in it together. So derive it, that's clear that they wanted to remain together, b'shutvim. You can't wake up day two and say, okay, good or good. We went in it al das kain that we're going to remain in here. And Dr. Ravid, Nira Yitachain, that not only by schiris it's like that, even by mekach, two people buy a field, buy an item, buy a dava shutfis together, they will remain shutfim in that item lo'ilam, and you cannot tie in a good or good. And the whole halach of chazal, a good or good, is only when it comes by Yerusha or b'matana that it wasn't a shutfis midas. But if it was a shutvis midas, deliberately they got together to become shutvim, there is no good agud. Al das came there when the shtatfu. And it's a Rabbeinu Yoina as well, the Rabbeinu Yoina, and Yud Gimel Mebei says at Lahedya, that the whole din of good agud is only by shnayim that they get it by matana, or from a mitzi, or a hefka, something like that, but Yerusha. But if something that they buy together, there is no good agud. Not like the Rambam.
What about chalukah? Chalukah there is?
Oh. You just mamish pressed a hot button. The Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina both say good or agud. And if you would have asked me, I'm Oretz, I would have said clearly they're only talking about good or agud. They say Lahed and Rabbeinu Yoina, and when the Nebuki Yezer brings it down, it's only by Ember Kadei Chaluka, but good or agud. Kilu that svar is only limited to good or agud. However, there are Achreinim, and most notably the Goyin, which we're going to see about, and others, or Chashuchin, and others who learned that, and the Chazanish, who learned that this Makloikis is Iba Al even to Chaluka. The same Svara that we don't allow for a good or good, we don't allow for a Chaluka as well. We are married for life. That's it. There is no Chaluka. We went in Adas Kain, we're here to stay. A pelo b'doshtei. And that's not like this Rambam. Memela, the Mechaber is being Mechadish, really, right now. A gevaldik achidish. The Mechaber is being Mechadish. It's shaya good ogad, even when you nishtatfu midas, even when you went in shnaim shasachu b'vas hakas, still passes good ogad. And what's the svara to argue with the Rav in Rebbeinu Yonah? Zog the Rashba in Tshuva, chelek alef, toftov kuf yud gimel. Zog the Rashba, he first explains the Ravid. His lashon is ki mitchila shibud kal echad chelkoi lechavera liyos oimed kach lo'olam b'shitov. That is the Ravid svara. When we went into it, it's as if we mashabed each other's my chelik to you and your chelik to me, that we're in it for lo'olam b'shitov. That is the Rashba's prat in the Ravid. But the Rashba then brings down the Rambam and it's noite, it's nochen who the Rambam svara is nochen, not like the Ravid. And he says, what's the Rambam Sar? The Rambam Sar is, Shkoyach, we went in together. I thought it was going to work out. Now I see you. Mamish crazy. You danced the whole night. I can't be in the same day with you. Sova ha-yisi, I thought, Shani Yochul l'kabel. V'achav, and now I see. I can't be makabel. You're too shver for me. I can't be makabel. You're right. Mitcheila, we had good intentions. But now I see it's a toys. I can't be with you. It doesn't work. So Mamel, I have a right to change my mind. He's always like the Rashba. The Chazanish touches up the Rashba. Chazanish and Simin Tes Ois Gimel touches up the Rashba that the Rashba means Al Tzhezek Riyah. He puts it together with the famous Machloikis, whatever, the Shmuz and the Gemara already, Tanoim. Reuben is being Mazik Shimon. Whether the form of Hezek is, and Shimon kept quiet, is that a mechila? Well, Shimon could say, I thought, yeah, it worked well for a couple of years. Sava yisusheni yachol makabel, and now I see it's mamish gevaldik hezek, I can't be makabel, and I need out. And memela, my mechila is not a mechila. So the Chazanish said, so that's what this shmuz is going on. Memela, zokta Chazanish, that this whole Rashba is only applicable when there's hezek riyah. When it's hezek riyah, which is a hezek, so now I can say, sava yisi shaniyach lakabo, but now I realize the hezek riyah is too gefelik for me, because you're a mazik, you're seeing everything I do, my private things, and you tell other people, I don't trust you with the information, memela, you're having hezek riyah, I don't have the privacy, and memela, I want out. So the Chazanish learned it was an issue of hezek riyah. Memela zok to Chazanish, he bavons it, but you know, Shkoyach, he has a kasha, but it's right not the Chazanish. He says, very good. So then the Rashba was only good in the Rambam by Chotza, but by Sada, which everyone knows there's no Hezagriya by Sada, and the Rambam says the Halacha by Sada as well. So the Rashba never answered the Rambam, what do you do by Sada? Well, that's what the Chazanish says, that the Rashba never answered. Now the Pilot is me. I mean, the Rashba is trying to touch with the Rambam. Obviously, he answered Sada as well. So Al Kochuk Yisifaket, that the Rashba didn't need Hezekriya to be the problem. Like you said, it could be other Hezekim. What are the Hezekim? It's Tam. You stay up the whole night. You Tam drive me crazy. You're a bad Balmidis. The Gemara says, Shini Daita. We don't get along. We don't see eye to eye. We have different ideas of how to use these things. There could be so many different forms. In Baruch Hashem, I saw there's a Chubis Bnei Aaron from Rav Lapapa, there's a Kadmain in Simon Vav, who says that Lehedya, that it's for other reasons, not Mashina Deus and Midas and other things, and that's the problem. And Mele will work by Sada as well. But that is the Rashba, how the Rambam would argue with the Rav and Rabbeinu Yonah. Comes along the Rav Magid, he brings the Rashba Svara, and he says, and I'll be Moisef on the Rashba. I'll be Moisef Nocha Svara. Zakdeh, what's the Nocha Svara? He says, when we both rented the deer together, that doesn't show that we wanted to be b'shutfas lo'olam. The reason I rented the deer together with you is because what was my choice? If I wouldn't be maskim to rent with you, then we would have a bidding war on how much to pay for this deer. You say 1,000, I'll say 1,100, 1,200. We'll go back and you just hike me up the price. But the less breira, I figure, let's go b'shutfas. So this way we keep the price low. And then right when I'm in the door, then I'll find a good argument with you. And then I'll be kaveh the price, a good argument. Right? I have the ability. So that's why I went into the shut. I didn't mean that I wanted to stay married to you forever. That wasn't my concern. I wanted to prevent a bidding war. When we buy a property together, same thing. I didn't want you to hike up the price. So I decided, okay, Pesed, I'll work with you. I'll go together with you. And then once we're in, at the price, at the right price, now I'm trying a good argument. Where do you see that I decided to stay with you forever, Bishotfis? Zakta Bein Soisif, the Rav Magid Svaris works when we both buy or rent something together. But the Rambam had another case where I rented from the landlord, Mixas Dirasai, Mixas Chatzeray. Over there, you don't have that Svara. And over there, it doesn't pass as our way. There's only one renter. It's among me. I'm the only tenant. You don't have that svar. So Mamela, the Rav Magid svar only works on half the Ram. The Rashba svar works for both cases, because the Rashba svar was that I thought I could be Makaba. Now I can't be Makaba, but like the Rav Magid, it only works on that second case. I went in together, and now I realize it's good. Oh, and I never promised I'm going to be with you, Del. Maybe I even wanted to. Then the Rav Magid Firzoi is like more of a blanket. He says, Bechla, where do you see by going in that it was a kavana, we're going to remain forever? The kavana was, maybe we'll work it out, try. But I always went in al das kain, that whatever Chazal allowed me to do, I'll do. Whatever chaluka or good agud. So where do you see I was overriding good agud? I went in al das kain. I know all along I have the ability to do good agud. All right, Mamela, they argue with the Ravid. La halacha, it's a major mavuch in the achreinim and gedel achreinim that maybe dozens and dozens of tshuvas and paiskim on this shayla, because basically most of the good agads come up in these type of situations where they became a shutfin bidas. They bought together, they rented together, and then it goes into the shayla. What do you do with the machlekes Rambam and Ravid Rabbeinu Yoina? Many paskin like the Rambam, and many say you could say kimli. I could say kimli like the Ravid Rabbeinu. You want to find a good agad. I'm a muksik, I don't want good or good. Kimli, that there is no good or good b'kai gavna. So some say you could tie a good or good, and you could tie a kimli like the Ravid and Rabbeinu, and there's no good or good. And some say, no, the halacha is like the Rambam. Mechaba, mice only brings down the Rambam. Shita doesn't bring a chaylik. So pashas, and we should be really going with the Rambam. So Shaila is what the Rambam is saying. Well, we're going to get to it. Let's now do this Rambam, and let's understand this. Comes along the Rambam. It doesn't pass chaluka by something which is socha l'zman. Pashas Rambam is coming from a tour. In fact, I think it's a sma put in these parentheses, even says it's the tour. The Rambam is coming from the tour. When the Rambam said this halacha, the mechaba, the tour jumps on the Rambam and he says the following. In fact, the tour, how could you tell me at the end? Vim yesh padin chaluka chokin. I heyech yachluku b'mechitza davasheinu shalayim mele beschiris. How could you cause, or how could you split b'chaylik with a mechitza? It costs money to make a mechitza. How could you make a chaluka with a mechitza on something that doesn't belong to you? The two of you don't own it. It belongs to the landlord. And the two of you are going to now put up a mechitza here? That the shayla held to tight up the tour. What did the tour really mean to ask? Let's just go with one pshat. Pasha pshat, the tour means to ask, is how could I force you to make a mechitza? Bishloima, if we have a field and we make a chaluk on the field. Okay, now this has a griya zelazah. Chatz or bias has a griya. So then, yes, we could force each other to put up a wall in between, a fence, kaday to prevent has a griya. That's because we both own the item loilam vaed. But if it's only a dover has sachar, it's only schiris, let's say we only own it for, 3 months. So I'm going to cause you to pay for a wall in between a mechitza. Mechitza costs maybe $2,000. I'm going to cause you to be mishtatev, to chip in for a mechitza, $2,000 on something that you only have for 3 months? That's not fair. So how could I force you to make a mechitza? Okay, but it's not. The mashmois is not like that. Imagine, yesh b'din chaluka chokin, and then what do you do when you have a chaluka? You put up a mechitza. It's a fact of Torah. How are you allowed to do it? And be'etzim, it's a tshuvas harosh, which is brought in the Torah, and Shin Tezayin, Tzif Beis as well, the end of Shin Tezayin, I should say, that over there too, it was such a case that the guy wanted to do a chaluka, and it was two tenants, and Shimon wanted to rent out his chelik to someone else, to Levi. And Reuven had a problem. He didn't like Levi. He doesn't want to deal with Levi. So Shimon says, you know what? Okay, so let's do a chalukah on this leased out premises. And Mamela, then Levi won't bother you. So Rosh says, no, that's not a taina. How could you force Reuven to have to put up a mechitza on something that he doesn't own? It's only rented out, so you can't do that. Okay, so that's the... Now, the problem is the million-dollar kasher raiser that everyone is that over here, the Mechaber brings the Rambam, that you're choken, and comes along the Rambam and says, Yesh Chokun, which is like the Torah, that you can't force a mechitza. In Shin Tezayin, the Mechaber brings that Shuvah Sarosh, which is like our Torah. The Mechaber says, Lahedi over there, that by Tzadovar HaSachar, you can't force a chalukah with a mechitza? Because it's only a sacha, it's not yours forever. So how could you force a mechitza? So it's a stiris mechaba. Rather, the Rama over there says, look over here in Kufayin Aleph, that you'll see yesh cholkim b'zeh, which means the mechaba over here. So Rama is covering all bases. Over here, he fears, ois, ayin lekaman simen shinten zayin siv beis, that over there, the mechaba went like me, went like the tour. And over there he says, you should know, look over here, that the Mechaba went the other way. That is Yesh Chokin. But the Mechaba is Mamish Ras Tanigra. Here the Mechaba paskins like the Rambam, that you're Chokin. And over there paskins that you do, that you can't force a Mechita. And on this, everyone has a different tariff. The Sma, and the Taz, and the Shach, and the Bach, and the Baragoyla, everyone, and the Chazanish, everyone gives a new tariff. We're not going to have time for all the Tirutim. I just want to share a couple of Tirutim. The Sma's tariff is, a blitz tariff, the Sma's tariff is that, in a way, both are right. What the Mechaba over here says, in Yeshba Din Chaluk Chokin, is talking about where there's no Hezekriah. So then you could be chalik, and then there's no problem of forcing a mechitza because there's no need for a mechitza because there's no hezekriya. Machenkein, the mechab over there in Shintazayin was talking about a bias, and by bias there is hezekriya. So Mamela, that's why the Rush is right. You can't force a mechitza. You can't force him to pay for a mechitza when something that he's only rented, he doesn't really have forever. You can't do that. Machenkein over here is talking about something with no hezekriya. The mechab says, Sado yichotzer, and we know chotzer has hezekriya. He says that's why the Mechaba changed the Losh in the Rambam. The Rambam said, Chotzer oy Sada, put Chotzer first. The Mechaba put Sada Chotzer to teach you that the Chotzer we're talking about is the type of Chotzer which is just like Sada, that there's no Hezekriya. Making Hamas in the Mechaba. That this whole Mechaba is talking about when there's no Hezekriya, and that's when the Halach is choken. Mashenkin over there, when there is Hezekriya, then in the Chanam, you can't be Chaylik, you can't force a guy to put up Mechitza. That is the Sma's Teretz. Not like that. What the Pel is the Beisaisa by us, when the Torah asks his Kasha, how could you force a Mechitza on the Dover, which is only Schiris? Zakta Beisaisa, what's the problem? What's the alternative? To allow for Hezekriah. How could you allow for Hezekriah? The guy, you're damaging him, you're hurting him, you're being mazik him with looking into his Rishos. So yes, you'll have to pay for Mechitza, even if it's only a Socher. So the Beisaisa, the Mechaba, seemingly wasn't bothered by the Torah's kasha. He holds, yes, the Rosh and the Chanami and the Torah hold, you can't force a mechitza by Dava Sachar, but I hold you could. And the Sma's trying to be miyash of the Mechaba, as if now the Mechaba is really going, yeah, like the Rosh, and now Mechaba is when there's no Hezekriah, which is not like the Beis Eisef. I know, but that our Mechaba shouldn't go what he said in the Beis Eisef, that usually he carries through what the Beis Eisef just said. So we have to say a different teretz, right? But to say the Sma's teretz is a shtickle problematic. Sorry? That's a Sma. Now the Taz really has the same problem. The Taz wants to say that it's not a problem because our Mechaba is only talking about that you could force a chalukah. And who's talking about making a mechitza? You're right, you can't make a mechitza. You won't be able to force a mechitza. And the Mechaba over there is talking about making a mechitza. And that is, the Rosh is right, you can't force a mechitza. Another way to have the cake and eat it. Here we're talking about only that you can be chaylik. And over there we're talking about you can make a mechitza. Okay, also this is not like the Beis Yosef. He says, even though the Beis Yosef is mavun, not like that, and he wasn't miskavim lezeh, but nira la locha svar nechayna. Alright? Even though the baby is a lo yarid lechalik from Machu Kadasi, mukomakim b'shulchan orach niskavim lezeh. Beis Yosef changed his mind, and over here Taka means that the Taka, and he doesn't say anything, but he means that they. Also, shtekel manda. Every teretz, Rabbi, has its own set of problems. The Shach says a word which is a bit sosom. The Shach says, "Vani oime saksekon ches, ani oime imroitz alaklik mishum hezagria pshita de koyfin avadi." You could be koyfin hezagria, like the basis Taka says, not like the two in the Raja. Avadi, you could force even a mechitza pashes. Well, come on, it's talking about gola edaiti de loy koper hezagria, rak loy nekale bin the shachrina. Over there, in a yachalak like bin the shalosham. Over there, Reuben and Shimon had no problem living together. There was no problem of hezagria. The only problem was that Shimon wanted to bring in Levi, and Reuben had a problem living together with Levi. So there he says, the Rosh is right. What is it? What does the Shach mean? What the Shach means, Lechayra, is that you remember the Svar of the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina, when you go in Mishtat of Ladas, you want to stay there forever? And the only way, so to speak, to get out of that svara we had, the Rashba, is that Sava Yisi, I thought I could be Makabo, now I realize I can't be Makabo. So Zokva Shach, look, as we mean to say, is Bishlam, if there's Hezek Rina now. So the guy said, look, I thought I could manage with this Hezek Rina, now I think I can't. I see I can't. So now I want out. So if you're timing out Hezek Rina, then Avadi, you could force a Chaluka, and then once you're Chaluk, you could force a Mechitza too, as Hezek Rina, why not? But over there, talking about where Rivlin and Hashem have no problem living together. So there is no Hezek Rina. So there's no problems. You can't say Sava Yisi Shani Yochel Kabbal and now I can. You're just fine with me. No, for us, you decide now to rent it out, and with that guy there's a problem. So that you can't do. At least a Zoyvite will have the Svara Rabbeinu Yain and the Ravid, that when we went into it, we went into it that we're not going to force such a chalukah of good or good or this type of a chalukah when everything is fine. Bishlam, if something is in this Kaddish, there's a problem, you can't take it anymore, fine. But if everything is fine, Das came, that was our original Das, that if everything's fine, we're going to be shut from together. Look, Kaya. He never had Das to rent down someone. Therefore, he has no right to force a Chalukah only Letzarek someone else. Then there's another Teretz, there's a Teretz from the Chazanish, which is the Mashmoret Tzadok HaShukhan as well. Chazanish comes along and says a whole new pshat in the Torah. The Torah's kash on the Rambam wasn't how do you force a guy to spend money from mechitza on something that's not kayim, that he's going to move out in a few months, it's only rented. That wasn't the kasha. The kasha was, is how do you force a guy to make a mechitza if we don't own it? You have to get the landlord's permission. You can put walls in a landlord's property without permission? How could you do that for? How could you? Mamish, you can't be mishani his house. You got to get permission for that. That was the Torah's kasha. How you chaylik a davar socha and put up a mechitza? It's not yours to put up a mechitza. You have to. You're going to redecorate, renovate the apartment. You got to ask the landlord's permission. That was his kasha. Mameli says there's no steers in mechaba. Why? Because our mechaba is talking about what the landlord doesn't mind. So then in the Kanami, you are choking. And the mechaba over there is talking about what the landlord does mind. And the landlord mind, you can't force a mechitza. How could you force a mechitza if the landlord has a problem? That is the Chazanish Zaitza. The problem is, it's a shtickle of Chiddush Pshat in the Torah. Even the Chazanish bothered, like, why can't you put up the wall and then just take it down before you leave? No, he says the whole Svara, the landlord feels, so I can't say strong in the psychology, he says, this gaius. The landlord wants to feel like he's the boss and the upper hand, and if you're going to start changing around the apartment without his permission, then he feels like you're just taking over here. You can't do that. I own my apartment. So that's where the landlord's part is. Yes, and that's where that part is. The mice of the B'nai Aaron already bamegs that's not Pshat in the Torah. He says, maybe Pshat in the Torah. I said, why would the landlord mind if you're going to take it down at the end? So he says, Pshat in the Torah is like all the other Achrayim, is how could you force someone to spend money on a mechitza that's not going to last? Okay, L'maisra Baisai, that is how they learn to be resolve the issue. But in the etzem fundamental taitcha d'ramah, it's very important. How do we taitcha d'ramah? Tipshutai, from most of the Achrayim, or come on, all the Achrayim, the Ramah just means the tour. Now, you don't know what the tour meant, Peseda, but the Ramah means the tour, and that's where he's been chaylik on the Mechaba. How do you force a Mechitza on the Dovah HaSachah, which is not theirs loylam? How could you force a Mechitza? Comes along the Goyin in Sif Cotton, Lamites, and the Oruch HaShulchan, and they learn, the Ramah doesn't mean the tour. You remember Rabbi said we had that machlokes Rambam and Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina. If when you mishtat the fladas, if you could tain a good or agud, or the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina said that since we went in with fladas, we meant lo'ilam, and we mishabed to each other lo'ilam, our chalakim to each other lo'ilam, and we can't tain a good or agud. Because that was our kavana, and I said, well, the Mechaba leaves it out. Zog the Gohin, yeah, the Mechaba leaves it, but that's the Ramah. V'yesh chokin, v'svirlu, d'lo shaykh haluka b'dav asochel azman, is because we went in it together, al das king, we were seich it together, that we're going to be in it forever, and memelu, you can't tie in our chaluka. Sochel azman means it was only a schiris. Zog the Gohin, that is pratnis Ramah. The Ramah means to bring Rabbeinu Yain and the Ravid Shita. From Mamish, a whole different angle.
Why does the Ramah say right away in Sifal? The Mechaba says, Echad Ekerim Chavir, the Oy, Shnayim, Shekarnu, Me'echad Tzadid. The Ramah should say no.
Excellent. Yes, guys, I just want to bring this out, just to develop it a bit. Without the Goyin, the Yesh Chokin of the Ramah is only on the last din of the Mechaba. The Mechaba is a Yesh Padin Chalukah Chokin. So the Ramah, yeah, but you can't be Chalukah with a Mechitza because it's only a Dava Asacha. How do you force a Mechitza on a Dava Asacha? So the Ramah was only arguing the last halakha. But according to the Goyin, that the guy, the coin to the guy, and the guy is saying that Ramah means Rav and Rabbeinu Yoina, Kum Tois, that the Ramah is arguing with the entire Mechaba. Even when it's Emberg Dechaluk, and the Mechaba said he could do good Agid, Zakhtar Ramah, you can't do good Agid. L'shai Chaluka Badav Asakal Azman. And we're going to have to touch up the words. L'shai Chaluka means all forms of Chaluka, regular Chaluka, Chaluka of good Agid. It's L'shai Badav Asakal Azman. Remember, I told you that the Rav and Rabbeinu Yoina would have learned is only Sarah Mugbal for good Agid. The Goin, you see, here learned, and he's teaching the Ramah like this, that the svar of the Rav and Ben Yonah that you can't have good agad means also you can't do chaluka either. You cannot have a chaluka on the davar sochel azman. And then another problem you have to come out with this going is kilo the Ramah made a pshara. We know that the Rav and Ben Yonah argues with the Rambam not only by schiris by shnayim shalakhu as well. Shnayim shalakhu, you have a svar. They went into adas kain that they're not going to break up. Right? That was your kasha. Why didn't the Ramah say it in Sif Aleph? Right? But the Ramah Bedavka puts it in Sif Tes. Why? Because the Ramah was only going to the Raivan and Rabbein Yoina halfway, only by Schiris. When it's a Dover Hasachol Izman, then I agree with the Raivan and Rabbein Yoina that when we went in Al Das Kain, that we're going to remain throughout the whole Schiris. Schiris is limited, it's only for a certain term. So we went in that we're going to stay in it for the whole term of the lease. Mashenken was something that you buy forever. Mayula, I don't know what's going to be in 75 years from now. There the Ramah was Maida, like the Rambam, that Avada, then you could tie a good Agir or Chalukah. He only brought this Shita by a Dova Sakol Izman. And that's so vild. It's not so schwer, because you remember when the Ravid argued with the Rambam, he argued the Rambam two steps. First he said, by Schiris, you can tie a good Agir. And then he says, I'm noited to say even by Mecha Chumemka you can't tell a good Agad. So basically what the Ramah was doing is going like the first Shlav of the Ravid. By Schiris you're going to tie in a good Agad. And the guy next to it, by Schiris you're going to tie even Chaluka. That you can't do. But by Mecha Chumemka, Avada the Ramah would be Moida, not like the Ravid of Meni Yoina, Avada you could tie in a Chaluka and good Agad.
He's going to claim that when you say
V'yesh Hokum,
this is his own chief, he's making up.
He's going like the Ravid, a Zoyvite. Now, the Chazanish, the Chazanish Lamaisa jumps on the Goyin. The Chazanish is bothered by these problems. That if the Ramah meant Rabbeinu Yoina in the Ravid, he has these two problems. Why is he only arguing by Schiris and not by Mekach and Memkar? And why is he only throwing in the Lashon Chaluka? The Mechaber says good Agad and Chaluka, and the Ramah says the Loshay Chaluka Bedav Zakhlan. She said the Loshay good Agad v'Chaluka Bedav Zakhlan Lazman. Is a raya of the Chazanish that the Ramah really means the Tur's problem about making a Mechitz and a Dava Zakhlan, but doesn't mean the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina. So come twice.
It's a general term for everything.
Oh, that's what I was trying to answer, yeah. So, Kumtois, I just want to figure out, we're in overtime, is that Lahalacha, you want to know this Makloik is Ramam and Ravid. So, I would have told you, well, Loit the Mechaba, and Mechaba was something like the Ramam, and if the Ramah doesn't argue, we go like the Rambam. So, Loit the Shach and the Sman, all that grain is Mashma Tak, and Ramah's not arguing this, he just means the Tor. But Loit the Goin and Narach HaShulchan, yeah, the Ramah is arguing. The Ramah is bringing down the Ravid and Ben Yehuda, Hami is by Schiris. So, La Halakha, if you look like the Goyin, Halakha should come out that if it's Mekach HaMem Kashnaim Shalakhu, Avada, we have a Hachrov, the Mechab and Ramah, we don't go with the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina. But if it's Schiris, the Ramah says, yes, you have to worry about the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina, and you cannot tie a good Agid on the Dava HaSachal Azman, or for that matter, even Chaluka on the Dava HaSachal Azman, because you have the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina Svara. All right,
for other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.